it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What does that audience look like in January when people are like, okay, I can't keep up with all this basketball. Like, I genuinely can't watch my favorite team on my local market and then watch the Monday game. So what service am I dumping? And then all of a sudden, someone's dumping a service, or people start to dump services if the games aren't working, if the broadcast isn't working, if the service itself isn't working. Like, there's a reaction to it.
So what I would ask if I was Vivek Ranadive, and this was brought up, Matt George was saying, like, and I'm just using him because he's the guy that had the tweet. So, yeah. But like, he said, don't take the Amazon deal. And yeah, you'll be losing $4 billion off that, but you'll be making sure that people can still see your product. I would say, okay, that's a good point. Can you tell me where I'm going to make up that $4 billion at? Are you promising me that I can make up that $4 billion on the next deal because I let this one slide?
You're talking about the league?
Yeah.
No. You're not making up the $4 billion.
That's why you take, just like everybody else, you take all that you can get at that time.
You can. You absolutely can, but you deal with the consequences of it. It's truly no different than a player. Mm-hmm. If Jaylen Brown wants they want to pay you a max contract for $350 million, take it. There will be consequences, ramifications and consequences. Oh, consequences and repercussions. That's what it'll be, because we're going to trade your point guard. We're going to trade anyone who looks like they make money, because we've got to pay your ass.
We're going to trade Damian.
Well, that was
you
fine.
Said look the, like the, make
the,
money.
Well, the fan base like welcomed that move. It was like, get his ass out of here. Like, that's it's right. It's the same thing. The difference is, you could lose your audience. You could lose portion of, not because they don't love you anymore, not because they don't want to support you anymore. They literally can. There is a breaking point.
Absolutely.
We're talking still, about the ability to live. Yeah. There's a breaking point in all of this. And for years, we've talked about the cost of eggs, the cost of milk, the cost of gas, the cost of electricity, all of these different things. Those things are far of greater of consequence than the cost of Amazon Prime. Sorry, we cannot afford this. The cost of peak. So yeah, you're right. I'm going to have to miss the Pacers Pistons tonight. I can't afford this anymore, because there is a point where the $5 from YouTube and the $4 from NBC Peacock and the $3 from Netflix and the $12 from the, I can't, because now it's not a small increase. Now that's a $20 increase every month. I can't afford that.
And here's to maybe bring it back full circle. Here's where, and he delivered it in a, didn't sound right, but where Adam Silver said is, if you get to that breaking point, the good thing about our league is you can still consume our league.
See, that's the thing that, see, actually,
that's not a solution, though.
Yeah, now that we're talking through that a little bit more, it's pissing me off.
Yeah, it's not a solution.
In a terrible
way. See, you're telling me to go to Instagram to consume this league?
He did it in a terrible, tone deaf way.
Well, I don't think there's a way you can deliver that where it's like, oh yeah, that's a good point, Adam. Like, that's no solution.
No, that's a great, that you said that perfectly. He was for a commissioner who rarely does this, he was absolutely tone deaf in his delivery of that.
Absolutely. I agree. The only thing I would say, and we had this discussion, if Adam is talking to Damian or talking to Matt George, I got $4 billion on the table. Do you want me to walk away from that? I understand that may cost me you. You may walk away from these. I understand that, but you're telling me to walk away from $4 billion.
on a $76 billion deal. What I'm asking, because let's talk about what this ultimately means. Mm-hmm. I'm asking you to walk away from a $4 billion deal, because this isn't something that just falls on Adam Silver's shoulders. Mm-hmm. I'm asking you to walk away from that so our fan base can continue to consume the product. And maybe Giannis Antetokounmpo signs for a $250 million deal rather than a $257 million deal. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm asking.
As a consumer or an owner? Because I don't.
As a consumer.
Oh, yeah.
As a consumer. As an owner, owner's like, do whatever you can to make me stop paying these players.
Yeah. That's why I asked. I was like, the owners, they do whatever you need to do.
It's just.
I agree with you. I'm on your guys' side. I'm on everybody's side.
It's just acknowledging the NBA's greed, I guess. Like, yeah, go make every dollar, but this is going to push people out in the process.
This feels like a real football story.
Mm-hmm.
But the NFL hasn't done this. The NFL's games are mostly accessible.
Yeah, but now they're telling you can only watch playoff games with a peak. They're adding $6 to what you're doing.
That's true.
At $10. The most important game, you have to subscribe.
Yeah. And at some point.
Yeah, you know where it's going.
Oh, yeah.
You know where it's going.
Oh, yeah. At some point,
they're
going to
be a whole playoff TV package.
To get the one game that's going to be available on one service. Because they paid the most ungodly amount we have ever seen for a television broadcast to do it. Mm-hmm. And they're going to do it.
Right.
It's just a matter of when.
And I guess maybe that's where I'm coming from. Like, to sure, the NBA could have done God's work and looked out for us, but ain't nobody looking out for us. So I don't know why that's at the feet of the NBA. And Adam Silver.
It's not. In the end, it's not. It's a bigger issue that this country is facing right now. That's likely only to get worse, and I'm not sure how it's ever going to get better.
I have no clue.
But you said it. That was the perfect phrase that almost requires no follow up. He was so tone deaf in his delivery of that remark to consume this league through highlights and YouTube streams.
That was the wrong way to answer that question. Regardless if it's truth or whatever, like, that was just the wrong way to answer that. That was terrible.
Adam Silver does not miss that badly that often. But man, he did with that remark. Bad.
Do better, Adam.
And he pissed off Matt George.
Do better, Adam. Adam is in a tough time, right? He got a lot going on. Adam Silver got a lot going on right now.
He said, that poor man was sitting there. I guaranteed he got pulled aside like, hey, Adam, this went really bad. Well, God damn it. I'm dealing with Kawhi, and Steve is texting me during this whole thing.
Malik Beasley is lurking around.
They
said they opened up their own investigation with that. NBA did.
Yeah. That's what I was saying. I don't think Malik Beasley was exactly cleared when all that stuff came out.
Did you see, this is a real side note, we got to go in a second, but did you see that NCAA found those kids at Fresno State and San Jose State in a gambling, like, did something with the when they played each other?
Oh, no.
Yeah, this is just texting each other, whatever, this is your under, I'm betting on this, and hit the under.
Yeah, man.
Hey, this is kind of weird. This guy just put $10,000 on the San Jose State player. Maybe we should look at this.
It's not even legal in California. What were they doing?
Here's the thing. You have to take a test to drive a car. You have to pass it. I've always believed you should pass the test before you become a parent. It is very clear your dumbass should have to pass a test before you're allowed to sign up for a gambling service or put money down anywhere. Sorry, show us your gambling license. Do you have a gambling license? No? Gonna have to leave. Sorry. You're too stupid to bet.
Yeah.
Wait, they're playing each other? Yeah. Let's look into this a little bit.
And once again, put it on wax. Why would you do that?
This is not a long investigation. It's like, no, we have the group text right here. I guess, what are you talking about?
We got the IG DMs that you guys sent each other.
What do you mean? You guys were on IG Live doing this. What are we talking about?
In the locker room.
Interestingly enough, this show is brought to you by Sky River Casino. Stilo and KC on ESPN 1320.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, open up the phone lines here. If you want to get in on the Elk Grove Kid Talk line, 916-909-1320. Go ahead.
We got a little bit of Kings news, I guess, right?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Michael Scotto, Terrence Davis got cut.
TD. Love you, big dog. Love you, big
he's
dog.
Not, don't do that. He's not dead.
Oh, no. He's
sensational.
You don't ever take that away from
point
us.
Point to the sky like we lost him.
It reminds
like,
me, what happened to Flipside? I thought that was coming back.
Great question.
Don't even piss me off talking about that.
Oh, ran into an issue?
Yeah.
So for the record.
I asked for some help and it was just, I don't know.
Oh, all right.
Oh, did you ask someone here for some help?
Say no more.
But yeah, well, that was a last ditch effort. So you talk about messing up, hating on your consumer, NFL. What are you doing? What are you doing, NFL? Just 2 years ago, this was easy to take care of.
So is Flipside gone again? Can I ask a question? Yes. Was Flipside ever back?
It was supposed to be. I was ready this year. He was due for months. He's like, look, oh, Flipside's coming back, guys. We got to figure it out.
Look, what happened? The Niners won on Sunday, so obviously I'm not skirting anything.
Oh, yeah, that's why. We're just asking what happened to Flipside.
Unbelievably impossible to find.
Which is kind of weird, because the MLB, like, they archive their radio, announce the games and stuff like that, if you want to go back and listen to it. I don't know why the NFLs are so difficult.
Like I said, they did it 2 years ago, and they just stopped. Just stopped. And then there was something. The reason why I thought Flipside was coming back, because there was something I saw that made me say, oh, it's back. I found it. I figured it out. Mm-hmm. And they wiped that off the map. They wiped that off the map.
Which is what's happening to the San Francisco Giants right now.
Yeah, they've scored since you turned it on. So obviously this.
Okay,
this
isn't since I've been watching, it's only 1-0. I built the Giants into the lead of this show. By the time we finally got to them, they were down 1-0. I was like, all right, man.
Hopefully the Mets
lose today, but we'll see. It's 5-0 in the top of the sixth. And there's a strong possibility it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse any second.
Damn.
This will be an interesting conversation. We got week one overreactions coming up here in just a little bit. James Hamm is taking the next. He'll be on the Insiders, but he's not going to be with us today. So we're just kind of hanging out talking. I guess I don't want to blow past the Terrence Davis thing. Terrence Davis got something, nothing, formality. What?
Does this open up an avenue to Russell Westbrook?
I think the avenue for Russell Westbrook was always there.
Well, I mean, like, yeah, just now the road is clear now.
I don't think it's got anything to do with that.
Well, I know they needed to cut someone, right?
Yeah, and this would be a move that you could do instead of moving on from Malik Monk. If you really wanted Westbrook that bad. That's what I've heard. I also saw a couple reports that the Kings were interested in Kelly Oubre. So take that for what it's worth as well.
Jake Fisher,
is Tanell still open?
Tanell, well, it's not called Tanell, but it's open.
How do we feel about that?
Oubre.
Unique dude.
I don't have no problem with him. I just don't know where he fits.
Yeah,
this roster right now.
He got attributed to Jake Fisher. It'd be a Saric for Oubre type of deal.
Oh, that's fine. I'll do that right now. Who do we call?
Kelly Oubre. Yeah, right. Kelly Oubre off the top of my head is about 6'4". I don't think he's much taller than that. I'll find out. Because if he's 6'5", 6'6", which I know he's not, you know, you look at that as possibly some
6'8".
What?
6'8".
If we, are you making a joke?
I'm being dead serious.
Because remember when he said Russell Westbrook was 6'8"?
Yes. NBA 6'8". So that means in reality he's actually 6'6". NBA height, my theory is they had 2 inches to your height.
You messed that up too, Jesse. You should have said he's 6'7".
I'm not hip like the kids, bro. I don't even know what that means.
6'7". Damn, I did not think Kelly Oubre was 6'8". That changes
you
everything.
You are struggling with your height right now. Yeah. It's bad. How tall are you?
Kenny's been telling people he's 6 feet. He's really 5'9".
That means that you know that.
Yeah, he's 5'9". Yeah, he's 5'9".
5'11".
Stop playing with me.
Kenny's a short king like us, like me.
Yeah, no, it's us. Like, I'm
shout out, Ken. It's all good.
Do I have my insoles in today or not? That's the question. Yeah, no insoles today. So.
Tell you what, when the Nike had the Roshes out or whatever they call it, I was about a couple inches taller.
It explains why all the sales ladies in the back were like, is it weird? Does Kenny keep changing heights? Not sure. He looked taller yesterday.
Ask me, how tall am I?
How tall are you?
6'7". That's so stupid.
The hell does that even mean?
Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Nobody knows.
Bro, I saw an In-N-Out video where the guy who reads, he reads, 6'7". The whole place just goes crazy.
Oh, I saw
the whole In-N-Out just goes insane.
Didn't get it either.
I don't know.
What was that?
That's what these kids be saying. They just, everything, 6'7". And they say it like that.
That video was crazy. I was like, these kids are having the time of their life, and I have no clue what's going on.
Yeah, salute. They're having a good time. Shout out. I just don't understand.
No idea a stone cold like pop when the man said 6'7".
That was bigger than any pop Stone Cold ever got. That was crazy. And I just kept, I watched it like 3 times, like, I don't get it. But happy.
The senior could tell you. The senior in the house could tell you probably.
Abby? Yeah, I could ask her.
It's only bad if you try to act like you know what's going on.
They don't even, they can't even explain it. Like, what does it mean? You know, six says just was said. Why is it said? I know. No, that's what I'm asking you.
I think she's at home right now. I'll ask her. Hey, what does the 6'7" thing mean that everyone is saying right now? Is that it?
Yeah, that works.
Hey, what does the six? Oh, she's gonna be like, Mom, what does this text mean? P.S. We're on the radio, so I'm gonna need an answer.
But yeah, Kelly Oubre has been linked, and if it is Sarge, cool, I'll do that.
It's fine. Feels like Sarge was never gonna play here, anyways.
Yeah, that's why I'll be. That's so the reason. Funny you say that, because when people are like, "Oh, would you get Sarge? You're gonna play Sarge?" No, Sarge is never playing here.
Right.
No,
never.
He's not part of any rotation. He's not playing that. He might get on the court or something like that, but I don't think they're looking at him like, "Yeah, we're gonna have this guy here all year." If he gets on the court, it's let's ease Max into NBA life by having Sarge play some minutes or in a game where Max, whatever. Sarge is not part of any plan here other than a trade package.
Right. Yeah. Or taking up space.
That too. Shout out TD, though. Gonna miss you, big dog.
Kings are making moves. Yes. I don't know. Is business going to pick up at any point, or is this just offseason going to die?
I think it's going to die.
Man.
Well, Kuminga is going to have a resolution.
Yeah, but in the end, if Kuminga just signs the qualifying offer, Quentin Grimes signs, maybe Quentin Grimes signs it, maybe they find something there with Philadelphia because, you know, Philly's in salary cap hell. It's not that they don't want him. They're just in hell right now. What? So it's just over? This was the off season? Like, really?
New season just starts. It's
literally the worst ever. Awful Announcing came out with a list. Again, if you're not familiar with Awful Announcing, it's a great media website.
It is.
There's absolutely nothing awful about it. It's a terrific media website that we lean on quite a bit. It came out with an interesting article laying out the 25 most influential sports media personalities of the 2000s. I'm just going to skip to the end. Bill Simmons was number one. Now, let me tell you how I consume this list. It's a two-page list. You have to click to go to a different page. And as I'm reading it, I'm like, oh, that's cool, fine. And I, you know, once you get to like 10, you start to figure out like you can put this thing together. Mm-hmm. Then I start to see names that I thought were number one. I stopped at two, which was Stephen A. Smith, and could not for the life of me figure out who I was going to see next. And I swear to you, when I saw Bill Simmons' name, I shut my computer and walked away.
Oh, so you disagree?
You think?
I thought this was going the other way today.
No, I do not believe Bill Jesse, Simmons is the most influential sports media personality of the last 25 years.
Jesse, what do you think before I say whatever I say?
I don't hate Bill Simmons being up there. I mean, he did the 30 for 30 stuff. I feel like sports documentaries are a lot like that now because of him. He did the Grantland
stuff.
Is that
good or bad?
Good. The documentaries
are
better.
They did a good job with 30 for 30.
Yeah.
No, they did a great job with 30 for 30, and then it mutated into something else.
Well, that's influence. That's influence, though. That's influence. It kind of took.
Is all influence good?
It's not the most good influential people of the last 25 years or whatever. You got that. He signed that Spotify deal. I think that was worth $100 million or whatever. Yeah. I mean, he's got the ringer. He's put people on. I feel like. He set out a blueprint. Oh, yeah, Grantland. I feel like he set out a blueprint where, like, yeah, you can argue he belongs out there. It's him or Stephen A., I feel.
And the one thing that I think his biggest accomplishment, which it could be fact-checked. I could be wrong with this. He might have started podcasts.
So thank you for writing that into our notes. I was able to fact-check that. He didn't start sports media podcast. But he's absolutely credited for popularizing sports media podcasts.
He was the first one I remember. That's why I said that.
He was
the first one.
But the one who made it a thing, definitely.
Can we say too? He made, I guess, he carved an avenue where you could be a fan but still talk sports.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He's absolutely a. Fan,
yeah, like he's a fan. Nothing more than a fan. Yeah, he's a fan. And he made a bag out of it.
Again, none of this feels positive to me, but I guess you're right. It's not the most positive influencing people of the last 25 years. I still wanted to put him number one. Now, I'm not saying he doesn't belong on this list. I'm not even saying he doesn't belong in the top five. Stephen A. is number two. Charles Barkley is number three. Charles Barkley, I don't know how influential he is as much as he's just the absolute best that's ever done it.
He's just great.
And maybe the influence is they have tried so desperately to replicate his magic in every sport, even in the NBA, on a different studio show. They have tried to replicate what Charles Barkley brings to the table. So that's probably his influence is being the best to ever do it. To me, of the last 25 years, I think I can make an argument that Tony and Mike are the most influential sports media personalities. Mm-hmm. Because to me, everything we see on TV now is replicated after what Tony and Mike did. They just all do it worse.
Is it replicated after Tony and Mike or Skip and Stephen A?
Tony and Mike. Because Skip and Stephen A are replicated off of Tony and Mike.
Yeah,
that's fair. I guess Stephen A... Skip just turned it into something extreme, but yeah, exactly. That's what we see now.
And Skip deserves to be higher on this list. I don't like him. I do not agree with him, but him and Stephen A did that together. Mm-hmm. He deserves, and he's somewhere on the list, but it's not as high as I think he should be. But I also think there's a very fair argument when you talk about influence that the two guys who are number five could be number one. Schefter and Woj. Mm-hmm. Our lives are very, very different because of Adam Schefter and Adrian Wojnarowski and the way we consumed their content. When free agency hit, we hung on every word that man tweeted. When the trade deadline arrived, we hung on every word that man tweeted. little different in the NFL, but kind of the same, you know, idea. Monday mornings, what happened to George Kittle? What happened to, you know, J.J. McCarthy in that preseason? What happened to Teddy Bridgewater? Like, we set notifications, so the second they have news, it pops up on our phone and we know. Mm-hmm. I could make an argument that they deserve to be higher on the list, too.
I think they, because they're five, right?
They're five, yeah. Yeah. And Tony and Mike were number four.
I think Charles Barkley should be fifth on this list, if anything. I'd go still Bill and Stephen A. 1 and 2, then I go Schefter and Woj 3, and then Tony and Mike were 1, 4, and then Chuck 5.
I would go. There's one thing that I can't get over, and get the guy out of number one is the podcast. People are making livings, wealthy livings, off of what he popularized. I won't say he started, but
yeah,
they even the people that we're talking about, the First Takes, the Will Bonds, and Tony Kornheiser, they put their show in podcast form.
Sure.
And that's what do we talk about all the time. People, hey, you got a podcast? No, we have a radio show. That is damn.
No one knows, like, this is a radio show.
It feels like the go-to way to consume sports talk and discussions. And yeah. And he kicked that off.
I feel like that's not direct, but just a little influence on the way we do things and just here or whatever, just the podcast, the way we talk sports. And just I feel like he's created like just a new lane, I think.
Yeah, I mean, look, to be fair and to be real about it, I'm almost in this lane because I'm a Niners fan, unapologetically. I come on here as a Niners fan. I come on here as a Kings fan. That doesn't mean I can't speak truthfully when things go bad or wrong, but yeah, that was frowned upon.
It wasn't, though. Not locally. I don't think it was. That's I think that's nationally fair. That's fair. It was. That's fair. Like, yeah. Nationally, it very much was. Mm-hmm. And you can really tell, and again, you know, I guess the key word in all of this is influence, post-Bill Simmons life and pre-Bill Simmons life. Like, I knew Trey Wingo pretty well. Do you know who Trey Wingo's favorite football team is? Mm-hmm. He never hinted at it on the air. Mm-hmm. You probably won't believe it. His favorite team is the Dallas Cowboys. You would never know that watching him, though, because he doesn't make a big fuss about it. Now, I don't. How long was so? Okay, I don't know the Mike and Mike radio show as well, but I feel like the Greeny Jets fan thing became much, much bigger in later years, right, which is probably the post Bill Simmons thing.
Right.
They used to, ESPN used to not want their personalities sharing who they were fans of.
I think the Greeny thing started when Stephen A. started running with the Knicks thing. Because I think Stephen A. was the first at that network where it's like, all right, well, Stephen A.'s got enough, whatever status, wherever you want, where he can pull off this little Knicks thing, and then Greeny followed suit, I think.
I think, and then we're also forgetting, I don't want to say, because I can't necessarily remember, but Simmons' column on page 2, where it was, I'm going to write about sports. You know I'm a Sox fan. You know I'm a Patriots fan. I'm a Boston guy, but I'm going to write about it on a national level. I'm writing about sports on a national level. When it gets down to it and I'm talking about my teams, you're going to know who it is. That was on ESPN, and that was wildly successful. And it feels like when that got successful, that might have been the same time you started seeing the Greeny stuff, the – hey, I'm a Jets fan, all that other stuff. He's to me, he's just a guy. Like, he's just a regular guy. There's nothing special about the way, you know, his knowledge or anything else like that. But he, influential, he set a lot of stuff in motion.
Bill Simmons got to live out every sports fan's dream.
He really did.
Like, that's, he's just like us, except he just made the most of it, I guess, or had the resources for
it. One thing I'll say about Bill, I'm not the biggest Bill Simmons fan. He was a great writer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I very much enjoyed his writing. Mm-hmm. He might have been the first, like, long, because his,
oh my god,
hella long. He might have been forever. The first, like, long column, like, writer I would just sit there and read.
Yeah.
Like, I knew when the drop happened, and it's like, no, I'm going to sit down there and read.
Yeah.
I think it was called the BS Report. I can't remember, but I'm going to sit there and watch it. Or read it, excuse me. I don't dislike Bill Simmons. He's a little cartoonish to me sometimes.
He talks like a fan sometimes, like that a lot of the times.
Well, that's okay. Like he's, I think the whole Bill Simmons versus Doc Rivers thing too was kind of like, all right, man, settle down. He started calling him Glenn. He's like, yeah, whatever, Glenn. Like, all right, Bill, sit down, man.
Yeah, I think I mean whether he's number one can be argued, but I think he's top five. I think Stephen A's top five. I think PTI, you can't separate those two, Tony and Will Bond. I think they're top five. I agree with you. I think Skip is on there too. Skip also, like, cause him and Stephen A took it to another level. But Skip was on Cold Pizza by himself before. You know? And he was he started that morning, hey, I need to see what this dude's talking about because he's going to say something crazy. After he was doing that before Stephen A got over there to ESPN. And I think he's top five on that list as well. And I'm with you guys. I think Charles is just the best. I don't know if he's – you're saying his influence may be
– people trying to copy it. Yeah, you're trying to find everyone's like, who's going to be the next Charles Barkley? Like, no one.
Yeah.
Like, you're never going to find someone as – like, you point this out all the time, and I think it's really smart – one of his biggest qualities is you could poke fun at him, and he'll poke fun at himself. Mm-hmm. Like Shaq does not like that, or he only likes it to a certain degree. Draymond Green, he's going to be next. He is not going to do that.
That guy
at all.
You see him?
Oh, I saw.
This dude, man.
I saw. Oh, no one's talking about him holding my ankle. I say, don't hold my ankle. I won't stomp your chest. Oh, shut your ass up.
Lovely finally admitted to he did stomp on him.
Like, what is dude is goofy, man. The tough thing too is sometimes I want to hear him talk about stuff. Mm-hmm. Like when he was talking about the toughest matchups. Mm-hmm. I want to hear that.
Yeah.
But then he'll just say something dumb where it's like, yeah, I don't want to hear you anymore.
I agree.
I got an update, by the way. What does the 6-7 thing
mean?
Oh,
well, what's up? Where we at?
She says it's from a song called Doot Doot 67, and it got turned into a meme. I said, okay, I feel really stupid. We were just talking about it on the show. She said, it's honestly dumb. There's no meaning behind it. It's just from the song. It's like the first 10 seconds of the song, and that's the only part that people know.
6-7.
Now I gotta hold on. Where is this song at?
Well, do it on the commercial.
Well, it's by Skrilla.
I want to do that on the commercial. Man, don't trust anything these kids say. Oh, speaking of, this isn't a recent trend. This happens nowadays.
Is Skrilla gonna be in Sacramento?
Oh, I gotta pull up on him. I gotta pull up. I gotta see Skrilla. Skrilla, just to see that song.
Skrilla going to be in Sacramento on
Ace of Spades or the rink?
No, the rink.
Yeah, he at the rink.
They're going to be at the rink. Free plug for the rink. Oh, my God. But it's going to be 16 and 17-year-olds everywhere.
Oh, man. I just want to see the reaction.
How long
you
think the song is?
It'd be lucky if it was 2 minutes. 204.
Jesse, you want in on this? How long is the song?
I just looked it up.
Okay, yeah. It's 2 minutes and 29 seconds.
That, like I said, I don't think it's a recent trend, but I've seen a couple of new ones, I guess, where you play a song from the 90s, hip-hop 90s, late 90s, early 2000s, and play it for a 17-year-old or something like that. They had one where they played Uchiwali, and they said, what? We thought Soak City was bad. Uchiwali is crazy.
Oh, that'd be a great video to do with Abby. Just sit there and play some of these records from the early 2000s. Oh,
they did. Another one they did was Trina and Trick Daddy. You don't know Nah.
Oh.
Hey, and we think, oh, these kids, they got no respect. They just say anything.
Well, you played a whisper song.
The whisper song. Ain't no fun.
All right. With that, we'll be right back. We got power rankings on the way, and we got overreactions coming up. Steelo and KC on ESPN 1320.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Every once in a while, this show has some amazing full circle moments. It's good TC in here. See what he's talking about.
Kate Hudson.
Shout out Kate Hudson. That's a shout out that doesn't happen very often on this show. 916-909-1320. TC, what's good, baby?
What's up? What's up with my two brothers?
What's up, man? How you doing, big dog?
I'll just vibe it. What would I do to be with A? Hey, check it out. Hey, I know, listen, it's different, right? I'm on my 102.5 vibe, bro. Hey, D-Lo, was that y'all that brought that UConn, that Justin Bieber to the radio?
The remix joint? Yeah, that one fired a remix. I can't find that nowhere.
Bro, it's fire. Hey, it's fire, bro. I've been up there all day, dog. I've been listening to it, but I ran it back, bro. That UConn is crazy.
Yeah, that's hot.
Both versions are fire.
Yeah.
But, hey, look, check it out. Yes or no? Is there any legs to the Oubre? What y'all think? Or is that just smoke?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm not sure, man. I'm not sure. It's just one report, you know. So I'm not sure if they're really linked to him or they're really inquiring or not. I would. Now that I know he's 6'8", I thought he was like 6'4".
He had his insoles in today.
Yeah. I'd absolutely be cool with Kelly Oubre here on the Kings. One of the things that people are concerned about, though, is would it take time away from Nick Clifford?
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's fine. Like, I'd get Kelly Oubre in here. 6'8". He's a competitor.
Mm-hmm.
He's a competitor. He's not like here for a long time. He's here for a good time.
Well, bruh. Facts.
But I like Kelly Oubre.
Get him till February. We'll be in great shape.
To answer your question, TC, I don't know how deep into discussions anybody might be, but the thought of having Kelly Oubre here, I'm intrigued.
916-909-1320 if you want to get in on the Elk Grove Kia talk line. We'll do some overreactions here.
Yeah.
I don't know. We don't have to do overreactions because you were the one who said it. I looked it up. That Derek Carr clip was terrific.
One
that was all over social media the other day.
Yeah, he killed it.
That was terrific. He was like, okay. So I got it. As soon as you because I saw the clip after you said what you said about him being the next big star and all of that,
mm-hmm.
and I watched that with that in mind, I was like, yeah, there was no exaggeration here. This was terrific to watch.
He killed
it. He was likable, relatable, and understandable. Like, he killed it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely killed it. That was awesome.
What it was the line he said, a little self-deprecating too. He was like, something about, yeah, that's why I have the watch that I have.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did a great job, man. I'm anxious to see him now for the rest of the season. I don't know where he's necessarily going to be because that was YouTube. So I don't know. Is he on NFL Network? I'm not sure, but I want to see more from Derek.
Who was on that crew? Was it Eisen?
It was Rich Eisen and
the YouTube crew.
Yeah,
Tyrann Mathieu was in there too.
On that clip, yeah, it was the clip with Derek Carr. It was Tyrann Mathieu and Brandon Marshall. And Derek Carr on the call was Rich Eisen, and who was the other person?
Was it Kurt Warner?
It was Kurt Warner. Yeah. That's exactly what it was. It was Kurt Warner.
Yeah.
Well, that's just kind of a mismatch of everything. I don't know. I have no idea.
And it was Kay Adams and Cam Newton at the desk.
Yep, it was.
That one was. Did you see that halftime? Like, hear them?
It wasn't my favorite.
No, I was like, wait a minute. They treating this like a podcast.
So I had the volume off, like, because I had it on the iPad. And all I was But I found myself just looking at Cam like, what could he possibly be saying right now? And so I turned it up and listened to 60 seconds of it, yeah. 2 minutes. I have no clue what they were talking about.
He said something, and Kay Adams was like, you know, out there being thirsty, huh? You out there being thirsty. He's like, no, Kay. I ain't thirsty over here. No, sir. I'm not thirsty over here.
Mm-mm. And saying that the way he was dressed is terrific. But I love it because Cam has a style and he runs with it.
Yeah. I like Cam. I like Cam on TV. I think he does a good job. Does a good job.
All right. Let's do some overreactions here.
Let's do it.
The 49ers season will boil down to Mac Jones' ability to play quarterback.
I'm going to say that is an overreaction because I don't think Brock will be out for a long time.
So for those just tuning in, Kyle Shanahan spoke earlier today. He said Sunday is a long shot for Brock Purdy and his availability for the New Orleans Saints. He also said he could be out multiple weeks. So, again, Kyle did not rule him out for Sunday, but also stated he might miss a few games. So do what you want with that. But he did say it's a long shot. They clearly seem to be going in the path of Mac Jones being their starting quarterback. This week, he at least put the thought in our head that he might not be available the following week, and perhaps we could be looking at a couple of weeks without both Brock Purdy and George Kittle. So that's where we are right now.
Football sucks.
I don't think that's an overreaction.
Mm.
Even if we're talking a small amount of games, not to, you know, go fortune cookie here. Like, every game really does matter. In the NFL, in that division, in that conference, your positioning in the playoffs, whether you have a home field game, like the schedule you have, so much of it matters. And if Mac Jones, and even if we wither this down to 3 weeks, you got the Saints coming up. Like, you have games that you should win coming up. If Mac Jones, with Kyle Shanahan and this San Francisco 49ers offense, is a comfortably above just competent quarterback, that's a great look for San Francisco. You could move along, even if you're escaping with victories like you did on Sunday. You're just moving along, and that works. Mm-hmm. If you're anything below that, especially with the loss of George Kittle also, and nothing about the 49ers' history in our 5 years on the air says that we're going to do this show on Monday and the 49ers are going to be unscathed from the game they played before. So you're going to have ins and outs, hopefully nothing major, hopefully nothing traumatic, pretty much week to week. So if you have Mac Jones playing well under center, I think you're in great shape if you're San Francisco. If you don't, I'm far more concerned about your ability to win games in different ways.
It's a good point. That's a good point. Good way to put it, for sure. I find it hard to think Mac will be awful in any of these games. He may make some bad passes here and there. I don't believe he'll be as good as Brock Purdy, because I don't think he's as good of a quarterback. But I'd be surprised, with Kyle calling the plays, with Kyle, if he does one thing wrong, saying, all right, we're just not passing for the next eight down. Like, I don't think Kyle would allow him to get to the point where he is awful. Mm-hmm. If that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, Kyle kind of did it on Sunday. When Brock threw the first interception, next time they got the ball, they ran the ball like seven straight times.
Strong Jimmy Garoppolo play calling right there.
Yeah. Like, Kyle, I just don't think Kyle will let him ruin a game, so to speak. It could happen, but I just don't think so. So that's a good point, and I think Kyle and the rest of that coaching staff is aware of that, and would, if need be, protect against that possibility.
Bet the more on Christian McCaffrey's usage rate this Sunday.
I got a lineup ready.
Well, let's hear it.
Well, you know, I mean, There's not a lot on the 49ers side that I can pick right now because they don't know who's playing.
Good point.
But I do have Christian McCaffrey. This is a demon at 1.5 rushing receiving TDs. I think he's going to get in the end zone twice on Sunday. They're going to get him to rock. So I took that one. Spencer Rattler. This is a goblin. They got him at 0.5 passing TDs. I don't
know why that word is funny.
I went more.
Okay.
I went more. Blake Groupe. Not familiar with this kicker, but they got him at 1.5 field goals made. Bob Sala's defense is not going to let the Saints get in the end zone too much. They're going to have to settle for some field goals. I went more on that. And for all my people, there's another max opportunity on
Prize
Picks. It is Travis Kelce with half a receiving yard. So I put that in the lineup as well.
Okay. Man.
So make sure you download the Prize Picks app right now.
Those are called max discounts.
Max discounts.
And you want to get in on those.
My bad. It's the opportunities.
Get max on in. Discount. Get in on those.
Download the Prize Picks app right now. Put in the promo code KIFM to get $50 towards your first $5 lineup. Just put in the promo code KIFM to get $50 towards your first $5 lineup. You must be present in certain states. Go to prizepicks.com for more details. Prize Picks, it's good to be right. TCG. TCG. Is he on the board or is this another win? No, this is second. I think he's on fire. As he was the last entry I have on here. This may be two in a row from TCG. He's coming for the gusto.
He's coming for the gusto. Okay. All right. Keep moving here with week one overreactions. The Lions' performance on Sunday will be the calling card of their team. Come on. You know you want to do it.
It's not an overreaction.
Really? Wow, I didn't think you were going to actually say it.
That's not an overreaction because that ties in, I don't know if you saw it, into the overreaction that I have. The Chiefs and the Lions will not make the playoffs this year. So if I think that, or I even pose that question, I got to say that that game was indicative of how the season is going to go for the Lions. I know I threw another overreaction on top of the
injury. Yes, you did.
But I had to explain why I say that's not an overreaction.
I'm not overreacting. I don't love the Lions. We know Jesse doesn't like the Lions. I didn't think you'd get on board so quickly. I don't love them this year. But you, sir, I think you're overreacting. The Chiefs and the Lions won't make the playoffs? Playoffs?
Playoffs.
I'm going to say overreaction. You want in on this? Chiefs and Lions don't make the playoffs.
Overreaction. The Chiefs are making.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Lions didn't look great. If they did it again week two, I'd probably buy them more. The Chiefs, the worst I see them doing this season is like a 10-7 year losing the first round.
Ooh, we just going to get him 10 wins. I know it's the Chiefs. And I know
you think they're that bad?
I know they deserve the benefit of the doubt. I don't even know if they're that bad.
They've been to the Super Bowl a couple times
in a row. I don't know
if
they're that bad, but that division ain't no cakewalk.
Are we going Notorious B.I.G. 1997 with Run DMC and praying for their downfall?
I mean, yeah, I think a lot of people are praying for
them. Oh, they absolutely are.
I don't know. I'm looking at that offense. Where are the weapons at right now? You got the ultimate
weapon.
Well,
you got one.
You got the ultimate weapon.
Yeah, you got
I think Kelce going to have to show me something that he didn't show me last year.
Where were the weapons at last year, though?
And they got away with every fortune they could. Where were they, 11-0, 9-0?
At some point, though, we got to chalk that up to just knowing how to win, though, right? I mean, you can't be lucky all the way to the Super Bowl.
But at some point, it's like that's going to flip. It's like fumbles, right? Like, is there... Not saying like you have to have a skill to win those one point games, but or one score games, but those things usually flip.
I guess, but they've been doing this for a couple of years now, where it's like they haven't played the best looking football the last couple seasons, where like they got rid of Tyreek and stuff, and like it's been a lot uglier. But it's just somehow, some way, they always just know how to win. I feel I don't think it's just a last season thing.
But here's the thing. The last couple of years, say 2 years ago, was that AFC West looking like the way it is right now?
Nah, I mean, the Chargers are...
The Broncos were awful. Chargers the Raiders were awful.
Broncos defense is... well, okay, let's not crown the Broncos yet.
Well, but I'm saying the Broncos, the 2 years ago, that was them getting 70 put on their head by Miami.
I got you.
The team sunk.
Ooh, 70.
Russell Wilson was the quarterback. Sean Payton was actively working against Russell Wilson.
It's true.
It's true. 2 years ago, it's different. And that I'm not going to say that's the only reason why they won, but that was part of the reason why you could just chalk them up for 11 wins because they would just run roughshod over that division. That was 5 to 6 wins alone.
Mahomes was always going to do enough for them to be good enough to make playoffs, I think.
I think so, too.
I'd be pretty shocked if they didn't make playoffs with him.
Missing the playoffs to me would be really, really surprising. Really surprising.
Yeah, it's overreaction on that one.
Okay. What else do we got here? Oh. Well, we can actually throw out some of these other overreactions based on that conversation we just had. How about the Packers? The Packers are the best team coming out of week one in the NFC.
Not an overreaction.
That's your boy.
Jesse's squad.
You look
there.
At how Philly played against Dallas, and I guess you're just going off of how Green Bay played against the Lions. I mean, I think the Packers were the best team coming out of week one.
Those are the two teams we're talking about, right? Because the Packers beat the Lions, so you could take – I mean, maybe you give the Commanders a little respect in this conversation. Mm-hmm. Nothing about that game made me feel like they're the best in the conference, and part of that is because they played the Giants. Mm-hmm. But – the Packers beating the Lions, who I don't know that everybody feels the way that we do, and then the Eagles. Yeah. It feels like those are the two teams we're talking about. So we're asking you to pick a better one.
It's not a crazy overreaction, but I'm gonna still say overreaction. I'm gonna go with the Eagles still being the best team in the NFC.
Yeah,
but Packers are right there, and they look really good on Sunday. Did what they were supposed to do in that situation.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.